This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Czar.
There's a monster in my podcast.
What the fuck are these Battlefield Earth L. Ron Hubbard ass motherfuckers doing in this book?
I don't know. They are underlings of Zathog, so they have to free all the great old ones. Good luck with that, Czars.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. What if there was a tall man?
What if there was a tall blue man? I didn't know. This is just Na'vi, okay? Like, these are Na'vi, and there's no convincing me otherwise.
Yeah.
And the big danger that they bring is that they will install towers on a world and usher in the winds of Czar, which is just a thunderstorm and an earthquake at the same time.
Yeah. Who cares about this Divinity Original Sin source ability?
Ugh.
What if there was a tall man? What if there's a blue man? Isn't it crazy that, so like right now they're re-releasing the most recent Avengers Theater game into theaters
to
beat the Avatar record?
Yeah.
I've never met a single person who's seen Avatar.
I've seen Avatar.
You see, oh shit, well, I guess I have.
Yeah.
That would be a good ending, but we're too early.
how dare you?
Okay, how about this? I've never met a single person who will like go to bat for Avatar.
Right, right.
Like, I know a couple of people have seen it. Nobody likes it. Nobody's like talking about Avatar as if it's really cool. Like, how is that the movie that made the most money in the world when it looked like such absolute horse shit and nobody likes it?
Just for Fern Gully ass looking stuff. Yeah. No.
It's so ugly.
Yes.
Like,
it's profoundly so. Yeah. No, I have no idea. And I think that the people at Disney, what have you, re-releasing a movie with 6 extra minutes of footage to beat something as asinine as Avatar, is somehow worse.
I don't think it's worse, but I don't think it's great.
It's pretty bad.
Like, it's annoying.
It is ridiculously cynical.
I mean, I guess it's like, well, like worse than what? Right. Like, is it like, what is the apples and oranges of this? Right. Like,
yeah.
They're different. Avatar didn't do a thing. It's just a dumbass movie. You know,
right,
it's just like
right.
a really
a bad thing.
And, you know, I haven't actually seen Avatar. I just think that it, like, I was like, why did anyone see Avatar? Like,
yeah.
How did somebody?
Because 3D movies like, were a big deal at the time. And it was sold as, you know, a big spectacle
like a
kind of thing.
That. Isn't that movie like extremely racist? Like very like, here are the native people who are pure and good, the noble savages that like,
yeah,
well, yeah, like it, like there's a lot of that stuff.
It trades in some really just kind of, I would even say like, yeah, a little bit racially charged, but also just insultingly lazy tropes too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just aesthetics.
Like, right, those are
some
right.
Bad designs. Like it looks like a Goopy or something like that. Like one of those like 80s. Yeah. You know, like Mac and Me.
Yes.
Basically. Like it's not that much better looking than like a Mac and Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. No, I decided I went and saw it because, you know, that's what you did in December of 2009. Yeah. I wasn't like, and somebody didn't like knock out gas me and I like woke up
strapped to a chair watching the Czar.
Right.
Like I mean I guess I could see the appeal of 3D movies. That's also something that like unless that gets like way better, people are going to be, you know, until like VR movies get the things hammered out. It's such a weird blip because mm-hmm. I've never seen like people turn against 3D movies as fast.
Yeah.
As you know, I know more people who don't want to watch, would not watch a movie in 3D than would want to watch one.
100%.
You know? Yeah. So the Czar are big blue guys who have a terrible job. They're not going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have flamethrowers. And that's basically the Czar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a whole lot to them other than that.
Right.
They're like a StarCraft race.
Pretty much.
They have crystal ships.
Or again, like I said at the beginning, this feels like something out of an L. Ron Hubbard, like, discarded, like, if he tried to do something in the mythos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can also use their massive hands against you. So. And they're not quite sick of the jokes about them.
No. Right. No, it just says, so okay, I might get everlonged by a Na'vi. Great.
Yeah, yeah. Who cares?
Try again, Richard Tierney. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.